You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Ryan, we're getting so close to the end of the year.
It's so hard to believe, Pam. I mean, it just seems like yesterday it was like July.
I know. We have had lots of things planned for the year, but man, do you ever look back and think, what have we done?
Yeah, a lot of times. We're so busy. Everybody's busy. We got so much going on. And then to kind of take time and reflect back, it's like, wait a minute, what did we do? And then it's kind of fun looking back at our calendars and going, oh yeah, I remember this, remember that, remember this. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Let's think back to a year ago. Anything big happen?
Just a few. Just a few. How about this big building we're in?
I know. I wish we could come up with the number of people that have walked in the door that had never heard about us.
Yeah. We finally have a presence that's warm and open and inviting and, you know, a place that people can come to and find and seek and get exactly what they need.
You know, but it also breaks my heart at the same time. How many times have we heard, I didn't know about y'all?
Yeah.
And I wonder why that is.
You know, it's certainly not from lack of trying. We always say you don't need to know about us till you need to know about us. And of course, that's why we challenge you guys listening all the time to share the news about the programs and the activities and our podcast and all the things that we do at the Cancer Survivorship Center, because, you know, it truly is sometimes the best kept secret that we don't want it to be the best kept secret.
That's right. You know, we have an amazing app. Everything's on the app. People can find us very easily, see what we're up to. They can request appointments. So it's right there. Share that with your friends. Cancer Survivorship app.
It is. It's right there at your fingertips. You know, what's interesting to me, Pam, is, it's funny that it took a building to reach so many more people, and what a year it has been.
It has been, you know. It is kind of confusing because we have Harrington Cancer Center right around the corner, but, you know, we're not affiliated with
them. We are non-denominational, as we like to say.
Right.
We don't care. We don't care where you are treated. We don't care who your doctor is. We don't care if you go out of town, if you're in town. We don't care what type of cancer you have.
What stage?
It doesn't matter.
I think all of us here that work in this building have a heart for our patients that walk in.
No question. And the ultimate goal, Pam, we always talk about the ultimate goal is providing whatever that resource is that we can for you while you're going through your treatment, and when you're finished with your treatment, just coming alongside you during your journey.
Absolutely. So let's take back. So we moved into this new building.
Yeah.
What was one of your favorite things that we did this year?
One.
Just one.
Oh,
we can
gosh.
Talk about a lot of them, but let's just start with what was your favorite?
Well, I tell you, I loved the ice cream social that we did. The old timey, you know, old fashioned ice cream social.
It was just a place to come and, you know, hang out, play some games. That was a fun night.
Eat some ice cream. You forgot that part.
You know, I hear we were kind of skimpy at first. So next time we learn.
You know? It was so much fun because, you know, seeing folks in just a relaxed atmosphere, hanging out on the back patio, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful patios. I would say the best patio in Amarillo.
You know, it might have been hot that day, but it really was a beautiful place to hang out. And I think maybe you could have even heard some music from the Botanical Gardens.
The Botanical Gardens just across the way, playing a little music over there. Absolutely. I think, you know, what made that fun was just everybody, seeing everybody mix and mingle, playing games, having a good time, laughing, getting to know each other, learning more about the center. It was just a lot of fun.
You know, you can't go wrong with ice cream.
Yeah, you never can. And it wasn't like we just had ice cream, Pam. We had brownies and we had toppings and we had
sundaes and yes, banana splits.
Whipped cream. And I mean, we had it all. Nuts and sprinkles and things galore. So
absolutely,
it was so much fun. So tell me, what was one of your most favorite things that we've done this year?
You know, I'm having a hard time coming up with one.
Right.
So I really, you know, bingo is such a fun game to play, and when you get a lot of people together, they get kind of competitive.
Kind of. Especially our folks.
And so I think the brunch and bingo, you know, it was a beautiful morning on the patio, not too hot. People came together, and they played bingo, won some games.
Won some cool prizes.
Yeah. Some that wanted to win more than once called the bingo too soon, but that was okay. But then to see the relationships that have grown out of that, mm-hmm. this center, this mm-hmm. place, you know, people hang out after these events.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's that community that we're always talking about.
And, you know, I remember back when you and I first opened the Cancer Survivorship Center.
That's been a few years ago.
Yeah, double digit, 10 years ago. It'll be 11 this coming April, mm-hmm. which is just awesome. I remember, you know, we kind of had like a little dream session often. Mm-hmm. But I remember one day it was like, what if people just come, were to ever just come and hang out?
Right.
And it was like, that would be so cool. And we've achieved that.
We have. And throughout the years, you know, there's people that have, you know, needed a place to stop, and they've made themselves comfortable.
Yep.
And maybe a little bit too comfortable, you know, snoring on the couch might not be appropriate, but hey, it's a place to, you know, it's a welcoming place.
It is.
That's when you're going through something so devastating as cancer, finding your community, finding a safe place that doesn't feel like a hospital or a treatment center is so important.
I say all the time, we as humans, we as people, we are built for community. And whether that community is your family, your church, your neighbors, you know, your friend group, whatever that is, but we also can provide that community of folks that have been through what you are going through or what you've been through. And but it's not like everyone dwells on that. There's just a kindred spirit here that people understand.
You know, oftentimes I tell patients whenever I meet with them, you know, this is the only time you're going to talk about cancer. After this, it's up to you.
Yeah.
And so it's just building those relationships, relating to people, finding your community.
Let's talk about, Pam, some other things that we did this year that were a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I think one of the other ones that I really enjoyed was our Bob Ross painting class.
Yeah.
You know, I got to stay one of the evenings, and you know, it was, what was fascinating is here he is teaching all the techniques and everybody left with a beautiful painting.
Yeah.
There wasn't a bad one.
No.
And I think that goes for every Bob Ross class that we have had.
I was really shocked when I would see the pictures there were subtle differences, mm-hmm. but everyone's painting really reflected what it was supposed to look like. You know, that's not always the case.
Right. I did learn that oil paint can be like glitter and a little bit messy.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely so. You know, one of the ones that I enjoyed that I took part in was our archery class down at Paladuro Canyon State Park. And that was a lot of fun because getting to see folks who have never done something as simple as, like, you know, it's pretty primitive bow and arrow. And doing that was really kind of fun because some people, it was like the thrill of, I actually hit the target, you know, and that was a success. And then they would get better and it was like, and I actually got a bullseye and it was fun.
Something probably out of their comfort zone.
Totally out. And that's what's unique too is, you know, we often say, would you ever have done this if you hadn't been here at the Survivorship Center? So it's kind of a cool thing. But yeah, the archery thing was a lot of fun.
You know, we have an amazing partner in the park, and we can't miss one of our biggest events is 24.
That's right.
Hours in the Canyon. It is a very, I think a very emotional time for a lot of people. That start line always mm-hmm. gets everybody.
Yep.
This year, Maribel and I did the podcast with survivors, and man, we needed a box of tissues.
Yeah, it's an emotional weekend all the way around. And we definitely want to kind of put it on everyone's radar already.
Right.
So this will be our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
20th year. And the event will start on Saturday, May the 30th. So, you know, beginning February, March timeframe, start getting ready and learning about when this, you know, the sign up is for the send off. We want all of our survivors to be a part of the survivor send off. It is a great time to support those that have raised money and come to participate from all over the United States to help provide what you take advantage of and get to do here at the Survivorship Center.
It's kind of a cool thing because they can thank those that support us, and those that support us can put a face to their name and their money raising. And so it's a very cool event. 20 years, kudos to you.
Yeah, and the thing too, Pam, is this year was a record number of survivors taking a part in the send-off, and we want to beat that this coming year.
So we need your help.
We need your help. So listen, write it on the calendar, put a note in your phone, whatever you need to do. Don't book anything to do on Saturday, May 30th.
And you can bring your survivor friends.
Yep.
Invite everybody.
That's
we
right.
want to make sure that we have a big group supporting those. So we can do what we can do here.
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the other classes, and maybe some folks that are listening took this class. We had two of them. And I have to say that we have reaped the benefits of this class here at the Survivorship Center. It was our sourdough class.
Have we not, right? Alyssa has become quite the expert.
Oh, yes. Our office coordinator, Alyssa, you may have smelled this amazing aroma coming through our kitchen off and on. She has really taken to the sourdough and has made some most amazing breads.
You know, I took that class as well, and oh my gosh, it was a little bit overwhelming because is it the discard or is it the active? Is it this, that, you know, making sure. But, you know, it's a new thing to learn. It's something that you can take on for the lifetime.
So yeah.
That's really cool. You know, another thing that we have reaped the rewards is our garden.
Yeah, for real.
You know, all the vegetables, the herbs, all that. It's neat to see our survivors go out there and work and provide, you know, tomatoes. I think tomatoes
was the big one this year. Yeah. We obviously hope for some other good vegetables. I don't know what it was this year. The squash and cucumbers and the zucchini just didn't quite make in our garden. And that was kind of my situation at home too. I didn't have a great crop of any of those, but tomatoes were just crazy. And so, yeah, it was fun to see our master gardeners take advantage and work that garden and educate us and tell us, hey, we need to do this and we need to do that. And oh, by the way, we have grasshoppers. We've got to get rid of those.
Yes. You know, and it was kind of cool for Panhandle Greenhouse to come and educate our master gardeners.
That's right.
When we very first. So we have another amazing partner.
Yep, another great partner in Panhandle Greenhouse for sure. You know, one of my favorite things too, Pam, that we do, that we did this year was, as we just said earlier about our great partner at Paladuro, is we hike. We always do a hike or two down there. And that's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful place. It's a wonderful place to go and hike and be in the outdoors. And I think our survivors enjoy that as well.
Yes. I think the other thing that I really enjoy is our killer run. It's a time for people to come together. You know, some people have this concept of, oh, it's going to be like the killer run where you throw
colors.
And it's not. It's about every killer of the ribbon. You matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so get your team together for this next year, because that's always a fun one as well.
Yep, that takes place at the end of September. And there is a survivor walk. There is a 1 mile walk. And then, of course, it's a 5K, which is something that you can prepare for and you can train for. You can get involved in our walking group. You can work with Olivia in the gym or Susan at walking group, things like that. You can work with our folks and get ready for that so that you can achieve something maybe you've never done. Maybe you've never run a 5K. Maybe you've never walked a 5K.
Right.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, and we're here to help you. Speaking of our gym, I know that Olivia ran several different gym challenges throughout the year, which is a lot of fun. People earned prizes.
Our people are competitive.
They are, and earned prizes and, you know, got stickers for attendance and bringing someone. And so lots of fun things happen. You know, the cool thing about, I think, the Survivorship Center is you just never know. You never know what we're going to do. You never know when we're going to come up with something cool and unique and different. And and you never know who you're going to meet here.
Right. You know, that gets you moving, but we always like to educate our patients. So our symposium, yes. Our Shine On symposium was a great success.
Yeah.
I think our survivors learned from our experts.
Oh, yes.
And we learned everything from neuropathy to anger management to mm-hmm.
communication
to eating healthy. Yep. So I think we covered our bases with education there.
That's right. And of course, too, we would be remiss to leave out our memory and adaptation training class or our yes. MAT class. You know, the thing about that is... helping you focus, helping you retrain your brain post chemo brain, right. You know, post treatment. Not necessarily always chemo brain, but maybe some radiation. In there
are some. I always say, you know, if you've ever been diagnosed with cancer, this is a great class for you to take.
It is, and mm-hmm. so our memory and attention adaptation training class has been a huge hit, and from having the guy who actually developed that program. Come and speak at that program was pretty cool too.
You know, so put that on your radar. Maybe we'll have another one this next
year. That's right.
Year.
That's yeah. right.
You know, and that brings us to this month. We had two big events.
Yes.
And these are probably,
they're some of my favorites.
They are my favorites. And I don't know if it's because we've been here from day one and we've done these things. Mm-hmm. Just this last couple of weeks, we had soup and socks.
Yes.
This year we didn't make the soups, but I think the soups were amazing.
They were great.
We did a little different with the sock exchange, and I think everybody had a great time.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always a blast to go walk through the botanical gardens at this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's so lit up. I don't know. Is it 1 million lights? Is it 10 million? I don't know how many lights. It's a lot of lights.
It is a lot of lights. And we had a lot of people show up.
We had a lot of people, which was so much fun. We ran out of hot chocolate. And so, you know, it's crazy. It's just so much fun because that's one of those ones we want you to bring your family. We want right. you to bring your grandkids. We want you to bring, the folks that mean the most to you. This is a meaningful time of year. It's a reflection time of year, and that's what's cool about that. It's so much fun to do that. But Pam, it is time to start thinking about 2026.
There's some big things happening.
Lots of big things happening here. Lots of unique things happening here. And the other thing is, too, is it's coming fast.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yes. So let's kind of talk to our folks and let our listeners, let them know some of this new stuff that's going to be happening in 26.
Absolutely. You know, Sound Bath we have had in the past, but the day will be changing. It'll be the second Monday of the month. Amanda does a really good job.
Yeah.
And I think through our podcasting, yes. we have learned more about music and how beneficial it can be.
That's
so
right.
Come and try Sound Bath.
You know, it's very relaxing. It's very calming. It's very soothing. It's very just chill.
Right.
And that's a unique thing because you want to be present and be in the moment. And now before we go any further, you don't freak out like, oh my gosh, I got to write all this down. I got to write the calendar. It'll all be on the calendar. Trust me. It's all on the calendar. You're going to see it. You're going to get it all together and it's all there.
And it's going to be right there in that app.
That's right. And on the app. So, in addition to Sound Bath moving days, we're actually adding some new classes, Pam, mm-hmm. which is really neat. We're excited to add some new classes. I tell you, one of the classes that we're going to be adding, it's going to be on Tuesdays, kind of in the middle of the day, is going to be what's called Heart and Soul. And the Heart and Soul class is going to be a class building cardiovascular endurance with periods of rest, focused on yoga movements, adding in overall heart health and joint recovery, which is so vital for cancer survivors.
We all need a little heart health.
And joint recovery, especially as we age.
Yes. Another one of our new classes is Pilates.
Yes.
You know, I always think of Pilates as a ballerina class. And we had this when we very first started at the town club. But it's a class focused on breathing, mindfulness, and alignment through body awareness and strength. Improve posture and aid in flexibility, coordination, and balance.
Yeah.
That sounds like right up our alley.
It does. It does. Especially, you know, don't be scared about the name Pilates.
Right.
As we've said all along from day one, every single one of our classes can be done by every single person. They're always adaptable. They're always changeable. They're always flexible. And our instructors are the best at adapting their instructions and their class to meet your needs. So don't be freaked out if you go, oh, I've heard that's hard. I can't do that. No, you can. You can. You know, talking about adaptations and so forth, I think our instructors are world class.
They are. You know, another class that we will be offering is our Flex and Flow, which will be 11 to 12 on Thursday. It's a class building muscular strength with light stretching and mobility movements designed to build a strong foundation for enhancing daily activities and preventing injuries. You know, going through chemotherapy treatment, our body gets deconditioned so fast.
Yeah.
And so these classes are here to help you build up your strength so that you can continue through treatment.
Right. And as several of them have mentioned, flexibility. So it's going to help with your, you know, your movements, and then also prevention, like fall prevention, balance, regaining those types of things. So that's important to remember as well. One of the things too that we've had with our gym is our extended gym hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's from 5 to 6:30 in the evenings. And so we're going to actually add a new class during that time. And we're just simply calling it Gym Circuit. And really and truly what that's going to be is that's something that you're going to be doing more or less on your own with some guidance. And this is a fun way to mix up your regular gym routine as you participate in different circuits or stations, utilizing strength and cardio-based exercises that can be completed as many times as you'd like.
I feel like it's like you come and get the instructions and you're on your own.
It's like choose your own adventure. Yeah. You know, you're going to come, Olivia and Rachel are going to have things lined out for you in stations and really simple, easy to follow instructions. And you go around and you go to station one. Maybe you take a break. Then you go to station two. Then station three, maybe a break, whatever that looks like for you. And then you decide, do I want to maybe do another round, or do I want to maybe walk on the treadmill, or do I want to sit on the bike? What do you want to do? It's just another way to get you up and get you moving and being active.
Another exciting thing is, you know, right now, whenever we have yoga class, the gym is closed.
Yeah.
We're going to have it open.
It's going to stay open.
We've trained these people so well, and now they can come during yoga.
That's right. That's right. You know, yoga on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it has been. It's been one of those things where it's like, okay, you got to hurry up because I'm going to teach yoga. Olivia goes right to teach yoga. And so we can't have you in the gym when Olivia's not there. Well, we fixed that. We've got Rachel coming in. Rachel's going to be joining us and be covering the gym during that time. And so it's going to be super simple and easy. The gym will be open 8:30 to 5 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then open from 8:30 to 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so you've got lots of opportunities to utilize that gym. And boy, do our survivors love that.
They do. They do. Another thing that we will be changing is Tai Chi will be moving to Wednesdays from 10 to 11.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't tried Tai Chi, that's a mouthful, but try it. It's easy.
Yeah.
And there's so many benefits. You know, I know we've had several people on this podcast talk about the benefits of Tai Chi or chillaxation or Qigong.
Yeah.
And so give it a try.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you may, you have a perception and you think,
that's not for me.
That's not for me. Yeah. But it is simply a slow, flowy movements. It helps build strength. It helps build balance. It helps build confidence in yourself. And it also helps control your blood pressure, we've learned. It helps control your heart rate. I mean, all of those things.
A lot of things.
Your anxiety. It helps with all of your, you know, worries. So it is a great class. You're right, Pam. But I tell you one thing that I'm very excited about because, for a number of reasons. I shouldn't say because I was going to say one reason, but for a number of reasons. Is during the month of December, we have been doing our live yoga classes, which are then on demand. So it's live and on demand, our yoga class. And that's been such a huge hit. We've been testing our camera and our microphone setup and all the things. But here's what's cool and unique for you guys listening is we will be expanding our live classes, which will then turn into on-demand. And we'll explain what that means in a second. But that live and on-demand classes will now encompass about 12 classes per week, Pam.
So for those that may work all day,
yes,
they can come home and watch it.
Yeah. You live out of town, you can still partake in these classes, whether it's live or if it's on demand, whenever it fits best in your schedule. The cool thing about that too is it is simple and easy, very simple and easy. It's on our app. You can watch it through our app. Let's say that again. You can click on the app, open it up, and there it is.
But Ryan, where do I go get the app?
Well, you either go to the App Store or to the Google Play Store, and it's simply Cancer Survivorship Center. That's our app. But if you have questions, come see us.
Alyssa's very patient with helping you download it, getting it on your phone so you know what it's like, how to work it.
Yeah. The other thing that you can find our live and on-demand classes is on our website, 24survivorship.org. Very simple. There's a button on there, which, by the way, we will be having a new website soon, but you can get there from our website. The other thing, if you just are really having a hard time navigating those, the third option really to do it is just to go to YouTube and search for Cancer Survivorship Center. What I would recommend you guys doing, whether it's on our app or whether it's online or on our website, is subscribing to that channel. And here's why. Pam, it's going to tell you about 30 to 40 minutes before the class that there's an upcoming live class. You'll get a notification.
Right.
Letting you know.
Now, Ryan, does this mean I don't need to come in anymore?
It could be.
Okay.
There are reasons. If you live here locally and you come to class, let's say, for instance, currently you come to yoga class. Mm-hmm. You do not need to give up on coming to yoga class.
Right.
We want you to still come. Yeah. This is for you maybe when you don't feel so good, Pam.
We don't like spreading germs around here.
We don't like spreading germs. This is an opportunity for you to stay home and take advantage of the class. Or maybe you say, gosh, it's kind of snowy and cold outside, but it's not snowy and cold enough that we close the center. You don't feel comfortable driving. Do the class online.
Absolutely. But you know what? The other cool thing is that it's for anybody.
It is.
They don't have to live in Texas.
That's right.
They can live wherever. Yeah. And it's available to them.
We know that our listeners, the reach of our podcast is rather wide. And this is for you guys as well. I can't imagine how many times you listen to something and go, oh, they talk about is all this stuff that's available in Amarillo and I live in XYZ.
You know, I recently got that email from a lady in North Carolina saying, hey, how do I get involved?
Yeah.
If you're listening, here's your chance.
That's right. That's right. And Pam, it sticks with our model. It is free.
Absolutely.
Our classes and our resources are available to you for free. So be sure and find that. Get on the app. It's on there right now. There's yoga classes that are being done live the rest of this year. And then those classes live in a library there. So you can always scroll back and do a different class. You can check it out. And that's another opportunity too, that if you go, gosh, I just don't even really understand what Pilates is. Mm-hmm. Get online, check it out, try a class.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes maybe you come to class and you leave thinking, man, that class was awesome. You can go back and watch
it. You can go back and do it again at your leisure. Absolutely. At your leisure. It's just a wonderful thing. So we're super excited about that. There's so much happening, Pam. This place is ever evolving and ever growing.
Have we missed anything before we get to our last segment?
You know, here's what I would say we've missed. We have two special days throughout the week, right? Mm-hmm. And we do some special things on those days.
Absolutely. Those are probably our busiest days.
They are very busy. So we have our tour days. Mm-hmm. We have a designated time and designated day for tour days, which is Tuesdays from 10 to 11 and Thursdays from 1 to 2. Now, what happens if I'm from out of town and I'm in town for the doctor on a Wednesday?
You stop by.
You don't say, well, it's not a Tuesday or it's not a Thursday.
I always tell people, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays are designated for tour days so that there will be enough staff available to give tours.
That's right.
If you happen to stop in, it's okay.
Yeah. We're not going to go, I'm sorry, come back on Tuesday. Right. Tours are tomorrow or tours were yesterday. That's not the case. But no, you're right, Pam. We have those days kind of designated so that we clear our schedule and we make sure that we have an abundance of folks here that can give you a tour, walk you through and answer all of your questions. We want to make sure that you leave fully educated about all the things that we do. But yeah, so that's what we do on our Tuesdays and our Thursdays.
Yes. So that leads us to our last segment. We are sponsored by the Auto Inc. and family. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah. Well, first, we definitely want to say thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships.
We need to thank a lot of our sponsors, but yeah, especially the Auto Inc. Auto so Inc. that you and I can continue this to journey. Do
this fun little podcast. We want to say thanks to Alessio, who is our guy, right? We have a guy and from Auto Inc. and takes care of producing the podcast and pushing the podcast out for us and helping us with that. But yeah, Auto Inc. Has been very generous over the years to continue to allow us to do these services and these things for our survivors. But my Auto Inc. inspiring moment. Gosh, you know, here's what I would think. Is,
no pressure here, right?
Yeah, there's so many. There's so many. I tell you, here's what I will say has been inspiring to me over this year. And it's going to sound interesting, or it'll sound weird to say, but I will just say the sheer number of people that we continue to see day in and day out has been incredibly inspiring to me. There have been, and we won't bore you with numbers because that's kind of a moot point. But the thing of it is just the volume of people that we have experienced and touched over this year. It inspires me tremendously, especially when I walk in through the gym and I see people who you look at and you go, there's no way that person right over there is going to go to XYZ gym, but they're here at our gym and they're exercising and they're being active. That's what's been inspiring to me. And I think that, I hope that I'm continually inspired throughout this entire next year with the exact same thing with our volume of folks that we're touching and changing lives.
We have seen a lot of people.
We have.
And what a blessing it is to serve them every day. And so that is a great
Pam,
moment.
Tell me, what about your inspiring moment?
You know, oftentimes whenever we're doing tours, I don't know if it's just me, maybe you, maybe Maribel, but people say, well, that's really not for me. And I always tell them, just give it a try.
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman, you know, people say, well, I can't do that. So this gentleman came in and was like, gym's not for me. He was in on a walker, and I think he walks out of here by himself every single day.
Yeah.
So we know what we're doing has improved his life,
yeah,
his quality of life.
Yeah.
I think it has improved his mood. And so seeing those stories, I could go on and on and on. There's a lot of them.
It goes back to, Pam, we say this often, and sometimes it's kind of cliche to say, but we do see lives changed here.
Right.
And that's another example right there of, you know, getting better, getting stronger and more confident, regaining your balance and strength and moving forward.
Yes. And, you know, whenever I see patients, it's a way to break that barrier that it's okay to feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be scared that you have fatigue or neuropathy, but hey, we have a massage therapist, or, oh, you can go to the gym that can improve your fatigue. And there's so many stories like that just inspire me every day to wake up, come to work and serve the people that we do.
That's right. That's right. You know, the other thing, Pam, that has been inspiring is all the topics we have covered on this podcast.
We have racked our brain, haven't we?
We have. And so we want to share with you guys who are listening. This is the interactive part of this podcast.
Yes.
You can help us. Help us by suggesting a topic. Help us by suggesting maybe a speaker, a guest, to be on the podcast.
We want to continue this because I know for myself, it is a fun project that we took on five years ago.
Yes.
sometimes we stress a little bit about it, but find the right person. But, you know, I think every podcast that we have done, you and I both have learned something.
There is no question. There's no question. And obviously we hope our listeners have as well, because that's more important than me and you learning something. Right. Let's be real.
But if you want to continue to learn, please, please, please reach out to us at info@24survivorship.org. Send us topics, suggestions, feedback. We would love to hear it.
We would. info@24survivorship.org is where you can send that. Let us know. We're not going to sell your email. We're not going to spam your email. We're not going to do any of that. We just want to hear from you. We want to hear from you with maybe some topics, as you said, Pam. Or why haven't you covered this? Well, let's look into it. Let's do it. You know, we can't promise that we can make it happen, but if we can find the speaker and find a good person that'll be willing to speak on the podcast, and we'll do it.
Absolutely.
Really simple. Pam, it's hard to believe again that the year's over. We're getting ready for next year. I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I just hope that all of our listeners have a very blessed holiday season.
That's
and
right.
We are excited to serve you in 2026.
That's right. You know, again, as we've said, share this podcast with your friends, with people that you're that are going through cancer or that have gone through cancer. If you have questions, get up here. Let us help you. Figure out the app, get on the app, register for classes, get engaged, get involved, and let us help you in whatever way you may need. The other thing too is, remember, don't forget to take advantage of our on-demand classes, our live classes.
I know you and Olivia have put some time in getting it all up and running. So
it's been fun.
I think it's going to be beneficial for those that can join in virtually.
That's right. That's right. And stay tuned, because you just never know what's going to come up next with all the different activities and programs and things that we do. And listen, it's always a pleasure to visit with you guys, even though it's one-sided. We're talking to you. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. We know you're learning and you're sharing this podcast. So make sure you join us next year for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.